This is a meditation track for relaxation and to go on a little journey to find the support we need. I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath in and out, and imagine yourself finding a safe spot in a beautiful garden. It's a warm summer's day, and in this garden you've chosen the perfect spot to sit quietly. And you notice a beehive from a distance. I wonder if you've ever seen the wonders inside, in full working order, at full capacity, buzzing with energy, optimized and synchronized with nature. There's flowers of bright, vibrant colors in bloom, open and waiting, as you watch bees land and rest gently on the tips of their petals and wander into the center to gather the pollen and nectar for the day. You take in the scene around you as you take a deep breath in and out, relaxing deeper with each breath. There's grass about your bare feet that feels cool and soft. The warm sun energizes your back as you sit there and soak it in. It's just you and the bees. There's no one else about to disturb you. Drifting deeper with each breath, that's right. Breathing in, you smell the scent of the surrounding flowers around you. And as you breathe out, you can hear the faint buzzing of the hive several meters away from where you're sitting. This hive is a happy one. There's enough space for all the bees and you. So take another deep breath in of that space, dreaming and drifting. That's right. Breathe out and you're feeling calm by the whole scene. The sunlight, the trees, and the grass beneath you. The bees are too busy anyway, going about their purpose, which is what you'd much rather do now too. That's right. And it's what you're fascinated with, the low hum of their peaceful purpose. It's the underlying sound that relaxes you even further. It reminds you of the bee-sounding breath, the one in yoga where you close your ears with your fingers, breathe all the way out and pause before breathing slowly in again. And on the next exhalation, breathe out with your voice slowly emitting an identical low hum. That's right. That low hum. It's a comforting sound of nature going about its business with no interruptions. And bees going on as they always have done for years, centuries like this. They've always followed their instinct and done this for as long as people can remember. This innate nature of theirs intrigues you deeper as you watch them. I wonder if you've ever seen the wonders of bees or a beehive. Just as you've positioned yourself in the warm sun, so do the bees. They orientate themselves according to the sun. Where do I want to go today? They wonder. They need that light and warmth, just like an internal compass, guiding you along the way, to keep you centered and along your path. You're intrigued, seeing some bees alighting, hovering, and zooming off in search of pollen or nectar. What direction do I need to go in today? Where am I being guided? Trust that. Rest your eyes on others coming into land, weightless, effortless. They land easily at the hive's entrance, laden with gold dust on their backs, and wander inside. Do you wonder what's inside? That mysterious home of work and productivity? Did you know the majority of bees are female? It's a matriarchal society of industrious work and organization. A female society that looks after each other. Their queen is revered and doted on by her personal assistants, almost like ladies of the court. The queen has a busy life of either mating with male bees or laying eggs to sustain the population. She is full of fertility and potential, simply because she was chosen as a larvae or a baby bee given the sustenance and nourishment of royal jelly like none of the other bees were given. She was special and selected as the one to continue the health and potential of their bustling community. Once fertilized eggs are laid in their own individual hexagonal cradle amongst the fine network of beeswax comb, they're capped. Like a seed planted underground to wait and rest and grow when it's ready. The larvae lay still and silent, being fed by nurse bees, just like in a nursery, the delivery room for bees. The larvae grow and develop with the right nourishment and support until they're ready to emerge. Like out of a chrysalis, they come out for the first time, wings and all, and begin taking their first steps. There they are groomed and looked after by the nurse bees, and then given tasks that begin them on their gradual ascent up the hierarchy of productivity. Like they're presented with the appropriate challenges in life when they're ready to face them. That's when they can really go through a transformation. Looking at the world through new eyes, with a different dynamic, a different perspective, and a role for them when they're ready. And it's simply waiting there for them right now. And that's where you are, isn't it? At that point of transformation and change. Nurse bees, scout bees, worker bees and robber bees. The jobs vary and each bee works their way up like a promotion to something bigger, better and more important to the community as a whole. But essentially it is females looking after each other. Nothing is rushed. That's right. They have their assigned roles and they go meet their challenges because they're ready to. It is the collective effort of the female bees that make this society work and produce and prosper. The fruits of their labor is, of course, the sweet golden honey, sticky and sweet, the sweetness of life. Flowing golden and warm through their network, reminiscent of the influences around them and how they add their own touch, make it their own. Because it's their own choice that makes the sweetness of life their unique flavour, isn't it? And it is theirs to create. That's right. Nature, as always, teaches us a lot about ourselves. If we take the time to stop and watch and listen. The needs of the bees are supported and provided for by the whole group. Other bees, despite being busy, they work together to look after each other, feed and nourish each other. Can you think of who does this for you? There may be many people that can support you in different ways. Small ways, but ways that contribute to a bigger whole, a bigger effect of helping you find happiness, contentment, and fulfillment, to feel a part of something. And every little bit helps. No single job is completing something grand, instead contributing to a bigger purpose. Bees continue to do this day in and day out, following their instincts, steadily continuing along. Just being. Being themselves, following their inner nature, helping support each other. Not questioning it or challenging it, just keeping on going. And what they produce is beautiful and highly valued. It is sweet. That's exactly what the sweetness of life is like. As you sit there gazing at this hive in the sunlight, as if you can't be seen by anyone else. Sitting there, just being, making all the connections you need. Isn't it a good feeling? The sun on your back. Taking another deep breath of that warm, summery air. Listening to the low hum of the hive. And appreciating this time you've taken out for yourself to just sit and smell the roses. To be in nature. To be yourself. To feel a part of nature and in sync with it is sometimes the most relaxing thing you can do for yourself. There is no time to adhere to. There is no rush. It just is. Imagining all those connections taking place now. Everything has its time and place if you just let it.